Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving all praises to the mighty Yah. For Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Isha Israel from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located here at 1907 Vine Street. here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that's tuned in our listening and viewing audience. We know that the only reason you have tuned in to our program is for your great love and fear toward the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us to bring you his word, the words of Yah, which are the whole truth. And that's what we will do. And tonight, we will begin to teach you the great words of the mighty Yah. The other night, while I taught, I went over the great truth that Yahweh is one. But there's way more to just what was covered the other night. We mentioned how Yah is one, his word is one, his law is one, his ways are one. He'll give us one heart. We'll become one nation. We'll have one king, one shepherd, one language, one consent. Yah's name will be one, because Yahweh is one. But there's way more to it. For instance, today, everybody has the opportunity, no matter what nationality you are, no matter what language you may speak, everybody, especially throughout the Empire of Babylon, also known as America, has the opportunity to get their hands on the Holy Scriptures. It might be called the Holy Bible. It might be the Tanakh, whichever version of the book you may have. But everybody has an opportunity to get their hands on this book, which means everybody has the opportunity to read the words of the Creator. And because of this, many people believe they know about the Most High. Yet, if we just taught that Yah is one, and if so many people, I mean, this is the best-selling book in the world. Every year, there's no book that sells better than the Book of Yah. People making millions of dollars selling the Book of Yah. Do they give any of that money to the cause of the Most High? No. But many people, many nations have this book. Yet they see millions of different things. And why is that? Well, the reason people don't see what Yahweh is teaching is because of what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, or it might be the 7th, verify that. The 7th chapter of Ecclesiastes, the 29th verse reads, "Lo, this only have I found, that Elohim hath made man upright," meaning he made man straight. He didn't make man crooked. He made him perfect. He didn't make him wayward. He made him upright. He didn't make him forward. He made him clean. He didn't make him defiled. He made man upright. But they, man, have sought out many inventions. Man seeks out many different things of their own mind. So where they see the Holy Scriptures and they done turned it into a huge empire of how to manipulate the world. Yet Yahweh disagrees with all the oppressors. Yahweh disagrees with all the churches. Yahweh disagrees with all the mosques. Yahweh disagrees with all the temples. He disagrees with all the universities. He disagrees with all the science laboratories. Nevertheless, these institutions will tell you something contrary to the word of Yah. Various institutions. And just to show you how Yahweh promotes unity throughout the whole scriptures, because that's what Yah is One means. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse, says, "Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our God, our Elohim, Yahweh is one." Echad means to be united. Yah is united. He is the epitome and the essence of unity. And why? Because Yahweh is an Elohim, which means he has powers. He has more than one power. He has powers. So Yahweh is the Elohim. He is all the power. He's a multitude of power. They've taught you that the word God in the Holy Scriptures goes to the word Elohim. And then they twist it around and say, well, isn't Elohim plural? And in Hebrew, Elohim is plural. But Elohim never meant God. God was not a word that Elohim ever meant. For example, or as a matter of a fact, I should say, the word that you know as God today, you say God or God, however you may say it, that sound, that word is an ancient word, an ancient Canaanite word for a idol. And then it's an ancient word for an idol in the Gentile language, the German language to be exact, for another idol, which would be the deity of good fortune. And not only in Germany and Europe is this god a deity of good fortune, but the Canaanite deity is the same deity of good fortune. Yahweh never had Elohim mean God. So they try to say, well, isn't Elohim plural? Yes, Elohim is plural. Well, then Elohim, then there's many gods. Yahweh is gods? Well, no. Yahweh is the power, and he's all the powers. He's all the powers. Yahweh has many spirits. Yahweh has many powers. But no matter how many powers he has, no matter how many spirits he has, because he's the creator of all spirits, He's the creator of all powers. No matter how many attributes he has, as you have many attributes, you have many powers, you have many spirits, yet are you 15 different people? No, you're one. And Yahweh is one. He is united. They try to tell you God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. That's all lies. Yahweh never mentioned and never called anybody else Elohim as he is. He called only his people, the children of Israel, Elohim. He said, you are Elohim. You are powers. You are divine. Because I am Elohim. Well, that makes his children Elohim. But he never made you an object of worship. He never made you the object of saving and salvation, as he is the only Savior. Yahweh is one. And he is united. They say, how can he be one when he's Elohim? Because he's united. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, the 22nd verse or 21st verse, it says, in Yahweh Elohim, that's right, Yahweh, that's his name. His name is Yahweh. Just like your name is John. Just like your name is Dan. Just like your name is Becky, just like your name is whatever your name is, his name is Yahweh, Elohim. Elohim is who and what he is. He's the creator of everything. That's why you got to understand why this Elohim is pluralized. Because he's not just a football player. He's not just a judge. He's not just a basketball player. You can say LeBron James, the basketball player. You can say Joe the plumber. And they could just be a basketball player. They could just be a plumber. But Yahweh is all the powers. Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh inside thereof. And the rib was Yahweh Elohim had made, taken from man, made he woman, and brought her unto man. See this surgery in this procedure that the Creator did right here? He did a surgery, meaning he made an incision on man, on Adam, and took out a bone. Used this bone, and then from this bone, he created a whole nother person. Why? He could have made the woman from the earth, but he decided to take her from Adam because he has a point about this oneness. Not only that, man has been trying to recreate this experiment, or should I say this procedure, for thousands of years. They've been trying to remake their own clone in their own image. That's why they study bone marrow. And then what they came to find out is that inside of the bone is this thing that's called marrow. And in this marrow is the actual building blocks for your own blood. This is how your blood is made. And you can take what they call stem cells and start recreating arms and fingers and limbs and they're just trying to create another person. But Yahweh, he did this. See, that's how he's the powers. He's got all these powers. He got the power to create way beyond what we can do. And so he made this woman and he brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, meaning she comes from me. We are the same. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And in the Hebrew language, she is called Isha because she was taken from the Ish. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be echad nefesh, one flesh, one body, one. But they should be united. That's what this echad is. The man and his wife should be united. Of course, that's him and that's her. They two different people. They're individuals. One has completely different parts than the other. One has completely different roles than the other. One can bear children in her womb, and the other has to carry the seed. Nevertheless, they're one. They're united. What happens to one happens to the other. A wise man years ago said to me, how are you doing? I said, I'm fine. Then he said to my wife, how are you doing? She said, she's not fine. And then he said, you see, Yahweh said you have to be one. If you're fine and she's not fine, then you're not fine. Because we can't be two. We can't be separated because we have to be one. You have to be united. This is what the Most High means by one, united. So all of Yah's powers, they work in harmony because Yahweh is one. Yahweh doesn't have his creation power working against his destruction power, even though they do two different things. He creates and he destroys. But how does Yahweh want those powers to be utilized? Look in the book of Jeremiah. And what are we discussing? Yah is one. And why is this so very important? Because, brothers and sisters, friends and the entire world and everyone that listening, Yahweh is coming. He is on the way. And you want to be stuck out there with 360,000 gods trying to find which one to find on your neck. I seen this movie years ago. I think it was called The Fifth Element. And some crazy demon, alien, or whatever was coming for him. Maybe it was the mummy. I don't know. And he didn't know he had all these different trinkets, chains, and symbols of different deities in different religions and faiths. Jesus saying each one. And he finally get to the shield of David and it was the mummy. And the mummy stopped. And he said, oh. And that saved him. The movie was trying to tell you something. Yah is one. There's only one. There's only one that can save you. But you want to be face to face with Almighty trying to figure out which symbol to use, even though the scriptures never tell you about any symbols you got to put up except for Yah's name. But the Creator, he is one. And where was I about to take you to? Completely slipped my mind. Jeremiah, yes, the first chapter, to show you how his powers operate in unison, in unity. In the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter, let's go to verse 9. It reads, then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. See, that's how Yah's powers work. He sent Jeremiah to do a job for him, and he gave him his spirit, and he gave him his words, and he gave him a little bit of that power to root out, pull down, destroy, build, and plant. But they didn't work at the same time. If I'm pulling down, if I'm rooting up, if I'm pulling down, if I'm destroying, I'm not trying to plant at that time. No, I need to pull down, because what I want to plant needs to be planted where this bad stuff is. But you'll have people trying to plant while they destroying. People trying to make families and they divorcing each other. People trying to make build families and they not even with each other. How does that even work? When Yahweh said, you shall be one. Because that's what Yahweh is. He is one. So you got to understand the unity that the Creator desires and that he operates in. And if Yahweh is one and he is, then what are we doing in our lives to proclaim this and to walk in this manner? See, many things that we've been bringing to you from the house of Israel have been teaching you the order of the Most High. There's seven ways to be holy, seven ways of righteousness, or the seven pillars of righteousness, 10 sacrifices, 7 holy days, 7 everlasting covenants. But what is all of this showing you? This is showing you the statutes, the judgments of the Most High, but they're all one. Yes, there's 7 pillars of righteousness, but it's one. There's 7 days, but it's all one. They're all united. They're all together. But what are we dealing with here? In the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, the first verse states, "Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes fountains of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith Yahweh. Take ye heed, everyone, of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. For they will deceive everyone his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Deceit, they refuse to know me, saith Yah." And look, this was what Jeremiah was around. But this is what we still are around. But Yahweh said in the next verse, "Therefore thus saith Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people?" This song is an arrow shot out. It speaks of deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he layeth his weight. "Shall I not visit them for these things, saith Yahweh? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?" And yes, the Creator will be avenged on all of these iniquities. Why do you think we're suffering here in the land of our captivity today? Because we are being judged for our iniquities. We're being punished and cursed for these things we've done against the Almighty. But as I said, the Most High, He's on His way. Therefore, it is imperative that we return to the Creator, but there's only one way to return to the Almighty. And that way is through His Word. So we can't have people going around teaching things that aren't about the Word Creator, falling into the traps, into the destruction, because you haven't took heed to the Word Most High. Which is why it's so very important to understand that Yahweh is one. And if you go again to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, we'll start at verse 9. It says, "Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh have poured upon them, upon you, the spirit of deep sleep. For have closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. Any book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he saith, I am not learned." And why? Because they're not seeking Yahweh. He would go to somebody that has all these different sheepskins on their wall and degrees. He say, come on, tell me about the signs of the times. People don't have a clue. I look at what's going on social media in the world, and people have no clue about what's going on. They see the United States having conflict with Iran, and they're shooting missiles at each other, killing each other's people. Everybody's World War III. You ain't know World War III started a long time ago. World War III been going on since 9/11, at least. The world has been at war, and the main battleground has been this so-called Middle East, at least since 9/11. Even though they've been fighting in the Middle East since 1991. World War III has been pursuing around the globe for many years. It just hasn't got to that point that they done filled your head up with saying that World War III is going to be a nuclear war. But what does that mean? Where does Yahweh talk about World War III? Where do you see Yahweh talk about World War III? People have no clue what's going on. None at all. So you can't. They get this book, and they can't tell you what's happening. Some people quote the New Testament. Some people quoting the Quran, and then they misquoting the Holy Scriptures, just because a few missiles flew over Baghdad. You want to know what it means that Iran attacked America and that America attacked Iran? Well, you would have to go to a servant of the Most High. You would have to ask Yahweh to show you what does all this mean. I know the New Testament tells you there will be wars and rumors of war, but what's that supposed to mean? There's been wars and rumors of wars for thousands of years. So every time I hear about a war or a rumor that there might be a war, I'm supposed to think, oh, it must be the time of the end, because the New Testament said there will be wars and rumors of wars. It also said that many people claim to be the Messiah. Where does Yahweh talk about this? Where does Yahweh say anything about these things? You would know if you were dealing with Yah's messenger. But you go into somebody learned, and they can't tell you. You go to somebody that's not learned, and they can't tell you. And why can't they? Isn't Yahweh one? Isn't Yah's word one? Why can't they tell you what's going on? Because they're not one with the Most High. Wherefore, Yahweh said, verse 13, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth and their lips, they do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. See, the precepts of man are not the precepts of Yah, which means it's not one. And you have to learn how to be one with Yah. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, the 18th chapter. As pointed out, Yahweh, he said, man shall leave his mother and father, cleave unto his wife, and they shall become united, echad, one flesh. Well, what did Yahweh say in Deuteronomy 18, verse 13? Thou shalt be perfect with Yahweh your Elohim, meaning you shall be whole, sincere, wholehearted. You shall have 100% of yourself be toward Yah. What did Yahweh say in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, even the 12th verse, one of his requirements? And it says, the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 12, and now Israel, what does Yahweh the Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yahweh the Elohim, to walk in all his ways. See, you got to walk with all of Yah. You got to walk with, walk in all his ways. You got to walk with him perfectly. What he told Abraham in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, the first verse. And when Abram was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Be 100%. People are talking about I'm 100. I'm 100. Well, be 100. Like Abraham. You got to be one with the Creator. United. You can't be straddling the fence. You want to serve him one day and you don't want to serve him the next. And you got to be one with him. But our people, we've been deceitful towards not only each other, but ourselves. And now, when you're on the brink of being delivered, when you're on the edge of being saved by the Most High, you still want to think that Yahweh is actually not one. And how do you know people aren't taking heed to Yah's words when he says that he is one? Because many people today are teaching many various different things. And people are adhering to these various different things. Not just among the Christian communities and Muslim communities and various religions. But you, the Hebrews, talking to the Hebrews, How many different teachings are we going to follow? What do you get out of propping yourself up to call yourself something only to teach what the heathens teach? Look what Yahweh said about the heathens' teachings. This is very important. Because if Yah is one, and he is, Yah's word is one, and it is, his law is one law, what law are your teachers teaching you? In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the first verse reads, "Hear ye the word of Yah, which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel." Now you got people calling themselves teachers. I don't know what they call. You got SARS, you got Nazis, you got Kohen, you got Morays, messengers, ministers, generals, whatever titles they giving themselves. But you still the house of Israel. And Yahweh said, "Hear the word which Yahweh speaketh to you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yah, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." When Yahweh told you not to learn the ways of the heathen, he meant all of their ways. Every single last one of their ways. Don't learn them. Don't be dismayed at the signs of heaven like them. For the heathen, for the customs of the people are vain. He don't want you to be vain. You cannot learn the ways of the heathen and then call yourself one with God. And you have all these teachers today. And this warning is for the teachers. This warning is for the generals, the SARS, the Kohanes, the Morays, the messengers, the ministers, or whatever you may call yourself. If you dare call yourself a prophet, and a Kohen is just a priest, and the message and the warning to you is, why are you teaching the ways of the heathen? And it's time to put down their teachings. Yahweh is one, and there is none else. Therefore, put down the teachings about the heathenistic ways, the customs of the people. Yahweh never said that the moon is a reflection of the light of the sun. Yahweh said that he made two great lights. So why do I hear so many so-called leaders and teachers in the house of Israel talking about the moon is a reflection of the light of the sun? The heathen teach that. The heathen teach you that the day begins at night. Why are you teaching that? Yahweh don't teach that. The heathen teach that a year begins in the winter. The heathen teach that. Yahweh don't teach that. You can't respectably call yourself a messenger of the Creator and don't teach what he teach. And don't repeat what he repeat. And don't speak what he speak. You're not sent by the Most High. You're sent by yourself. And this is the reason many people aren't teaching the truth. Because they don't want to. Look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. See, you got all these people. Facebook done corrupted everybody's mind. You think that if you go on Facebook and you turn on your little phone camera, your camera on your phone, or your little camera that you get, and go on Facebook and you stand in your house or wherever you want to stand outside, up there, I don't care where you at. All of a sudden now you got people watching you and listening to you, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram, even YouTube. That don't make you a teacher just because that's what you're doing. Just because anybody can put themselves on video today doesn't mean they should be on video. Doesn't mean they should be teaching the words of Yah. Anybody can go open a church too. That don't mean you should. Anybody can open a congregation. That don't mean you should. You got to let Yahweh guide you, the Spirit of the Most High. And the telltale sign that you ain't sent by Yah is that your words aren't one with the Creator. In the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter, verse 9 reads, "All ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts of the forest, his watchmen are blind." And look, this is what you are. You standing before the people. You watching them. You supposed to warn them. You have this platform. You're supposed to say something to them. And what are you going to tell them? They committing adultery in your midst, homosexuality, they stealing, they not committing, they not doing the laws of the Most High, they robbing, they thieving, they scorning, they're tailbearing. And what are you saying? You just talking about what? The flat earth? What is you talking about? You're not talking about the word of Yah. He said all his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are dumb. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. They're not warning you. They sleeping, lying down, loving the slumber. All of them. And yes, we love to use this scripture pertaining to the Christian ministers, because they in the same boat. What about you Hebrew teachers? Don't take up the name of Yah and don't be one. He say they are all greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. That's why you have all this division. Because you all are looking to your own way. How can we and how can I have my own pillar so I can put my name on this pillar? And they said they came to the pillar of Jack. Everyone look to their own way. Everyone is out for his own gain from his quarter. Yeah, that's what it is. Does that sound like unity? And you wonder why people are always trying to say, let's get together in the black community. Why aren't we getting together in the black community? Because we're all looking to our own way, just like the leaders. And it's the leaders that cause the people to err. You're looking to your own way. But is this like your father being one? Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. Only time you get some Negroes together is to get high, to get drunk. Got a party going on? Negroes are there. You got weed there? Negroes are there. You got alcohol? Negroes are there. You got harlots? Negroes are there. You'll find Negroes in all the places being as one for something terrible. They come together. We got, who's going to put in so we can get everybody got to put in so we can get drunk. Everybody got to put in so we can get high. Everybody got to put in so we can do lewd acts. We got to be as one, y'all. But let's everybody put in so we can feed the poor, so we can bring them out from the cold. Everybody got to put in so we can magnify Yah. Now you got crickets. Now you don't even see anybody. Everybody, let's put in. Let's come together and call on the Most High. Let's be a kad. Let's gather ourselves together. Now, no, I can't gather with you, and I won't gather with you. Why is that? Because you're not being like your father, Yahweh, the one Elohim. Yet, you can do and become one for the negative reasons. Like the leaders that cause the people to err. But this time of vision is over. It's not going to profit you anything. If you look in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, let's just start reading in verse 11, where it says, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Even it's been prophesied that we would be divided. Don't you know this is how we are destroyed?" Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Division is how you can tell something is destroyed. See, if it's together, how is it destroyed? If it's together, then it's impactful. If it's together, then it's meaningful. But if it's scattered, cut off, then it's destroyed. And in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 45, it reads, "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till you be destroyed. Because thou hearken not unto the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because you serve not Yahweh, your Elohim, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall you serve your enemies." And who wants to serve the enemy? You still want to do that? All of December, I kept on seeing people say, "In 2020, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to make my own money." You don't want to serve your enemies. You don't like serving your enemies. You don't like having to beat a drum to somebody else's tune. Yet, Yahweh said you would, because you didn't want to serve your father. You didn't want to serve your Elohim. You didn't want to serve your creator. So now you got to serve your enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you in hunger, meaning you're going to have to go to Walton Mart, your enemies, Walmart, Kroger, Pathmark, King Cullen, Publix. You're going to have to go to your enemies so you can get food. And in thirst, you getting Poland Spring water. What's Poland Spring? Where's Poland at? Poland Spring. Why am I drinking spring from Jerusalem water? Why am I drinking water from my own well? Because you got to serve your enemies in thirst and nakedness. Why are you wearing Calvin Klein? Why are you wearing Gucci? Y'all get mad at Gucci for a couple days. But in nakedness and in want of all things, everything you want, everything you want, you serve your enemies for. You pay them. You work for them. You pay taxes. You pay them rent. You pay them loan money. You just serving them in every shape, form, and fashion. You can't escape it. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until, meaning there's a time limit of how long the iron yoke is on your neck. He has destroyed you. And that's what has happened. See, now black folk don't need no iron yokes on our necks. We don't need to walk around in chains. We don't need to be in what they call chattel slavery because he's destroyed us. He broke us. He scattered us. We not one no more. When we was in bondage, chattel slavery, we banded together because he had us all secluded out there in the slave quarters. And we was together. Even though he continuously was breaking us apart. Then they had us sharecropping. And they just had us segregated together. That's why you saw us have these neighborhoods and towns and cities that we became prosperous, profitable. But what did they do? They firebombed them. They infiltrated them. They blew them up, killed people. Everything that they did to us, your enemies, from the time we've been over here, has been about separating us. And they finally succeeded with integration. Because now we separating ourselves. They done gave you a good paying job, and the first thing you do is run to the white communities to live in the same places your enemies are that's been oppressing you all this time. That means you have been destroyed. You don't even want to be around your people anymore. Only time you with your people is during some kind of special event. We don't look back for our people anymore. We're not looking to be together. And then the people that are talking about being together are some kind of weirdos. But this is how you're destroyed. This is why Ezekiel said we're cut off for our hearts. This is why the scripture said he'll put this yoke of iron on you until you are destroyed. And destruction is what you're living today. Look what the Creator said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Just to show you, the only way to be able to begin to become successful is through a God, being one. Yahweh is one. That means we should be one. In Deuteronomy 32, we'll start reading. In verse 35, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. This is Yahweh speaking. Their foot shall slide in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their Elohim? Where are your gods? Where are these idols that you called on, that you forsook me for? I'm away till your power is gone, meaning you're not united at all anymore. You're not a nation. Yahweh said, this is at hand. Even when we was in our own land, we became separated. If you read the scriptures, all throughout scriptures, the thing that destroyed us the most was separation. It was separation. When David, when King Saul died, you had a fact, the people that were loyal to Saul that fought against David and the people that were loyal to him. The country, the land, the nation of Israel was at a civil war. But David was able to prevail and bring the whole land and the whole nation to one. And the whole, all 12 tribes of Israel were united under David. All 12 tribes of Israel were united under Solomon. But then Rehoboam, Solomon's son, decided to lift himself up above the people and think that he was wiser than the wise men and listen to his homeboys, and he oppressed the people, but they weren't having it, and they split, and you had two different kingdoms. It's been division that's been destroying our people since the times of our own kings. And Yahweh said he's going to wait until your power is gone. And your power is in unity. But how are you united today? Are we united today? In this one country called America, you got Hebrews. Some call themselves African American, and African Americans look down on the ones that call themselves black, and the black look down on the ones that call themselves African American, and they both look down on the ones that call themselves nigger Negroes. Then some of them call themselves Chemites, some of them call themselves Moabites, or Moorish people, or Wabians, or Wachitas, or whatever other thing. We call ourselves a billion different things, and we are Hebrews. There's no unity here. How can you come together when you think that you're somebody different? You think you're from Egypt, and they think they're from Moab. They think they're from America. They think they're from a whole nother planet. That's not unity. And where's the power in that? Look at the wisdom of the Most High in the book of Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter. In Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter, it says in verse 7, then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, there is not a second, yea. He hath neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of all his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone, when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? But if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Yahweh's letting you know that when you come together, you have strength. When you come together, you have power, dependability, support. Why you think you told man it's not good to be alone? But when you come together, you have to be one. What does it say in the book of Amos? And who's going to take heed to what Yahweh is delivering to you today? The message he wants you to hear. Who's going to take heed to this? In Amos, the third chapter, the third verse, can two walk together except be agreed? See, you could be a whole nother person, but if you're trying to walk with someone, you got to be agreed. You got to be one. You got to be united. And it's been vision that has separated and destroyed our people. Because what first we have done is backed off and walked away and gone contrary to Yahweh. That's why we have to let you know that Yahweh is one. I don't care what business you want to do. I don't care what goal you want to set. I don't care what you think you want to do and who you want to do it with. You will never succeed if you do not become united. Look what happened here in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter. Verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language, meaning their language was a cause. Their language was united. Their language was one. They were together. Everybody spoke the same language. And one speech. They all spoke the same. Everybody. The whole earth could understand each other. It's not like today. You didn't need no translators. You didn't need no Google Translate. Everybody was of one language and one speech. Everyone spoke the same. Same slang, same dialect, same language, everything. One. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found the plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there, and they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. See, this was a bad unity. This was something not good. What you need to make a name for yourself? Yahweh is one. Yahweh is the Elohim. Yahweh is the King. What you trying to get up to heaven for to make a name for yourself? Yahweh already got a name for himself. He already gave you a place to dwell. You can put monuments all over the earth. Yahweh don't got no problem with you building a house and putting your name on the house. Yahweh called you by your house. Called you by the name of your house. The house of Yehuda. The house of this and the house of that. The house of Ephraim. The house of Amram. That's how he called the nation. On earth. He called you by your name on earth. But as soon as you decided to make a name in his place, now we got a problem. And Yahweh, verse 5, came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And Yahweh said, behold, the people is one. The people are a kah. They one. They united. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. See, they can't be held back now, because all are together. They not only have the same language in the same speech, but they one. They united. They all agree. We're going to make this tower. We're going to make this name for us. We're going to be the ones up top. It's going to be us, this united faction of the children of Adam. And Yahweh said, no, this ain't about to go down. You can't have your kingdom in my kingdom. So Yahweh scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. For the name of it is called Babel, because Yahweh did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did Yahweh scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Meaning what? What destroyed their unity? It's being scattered. But they needed to be, because this was wrong what they were doing. What do you think the United Nations is trying to do? What do you think the European Union is trying to do? The African Union, the Asian Union, the American Union. They want to become one. They want to make a name for themselves in heaven, because they want to be like the Most High. But this is not going to prosper. Yahweh will destroy them as he destroyed the people in Babel. But it still doesn't negate the fact that unity is how you become strong. And this is what we should be after. Unity, but under one banner, under one vision. And that is to serve Yahweh. Look what it says in the book of Leviticus. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Verse 39. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity, in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me. And also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquities, then will I remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Yitzchak, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. And see, this is what we have to be united on. Returning to the Most High. As it says in Deuteronomy 30, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, and you return unto Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, you and your children, to do the commandments of Yahweh and obey his voice, then shall Yahweh bring back your captivity. He'll take us. He'll free you. But see, everybody is not going to do this. That's why Yahweh said this. in the book of Psalms. The 50th chapter, Psalms 50 and 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. There's a sacrifice that got to be made, and you have to have a covenant. But you got to be a saint of the Most High, meaning you done separated yourself to Yah. You done dedicated yourself to the Creator. Yahweh is coming to get his saints. He's going to bring all Israel out of captivity, but he's only putting his saints in the land. He's only delivering his saints to salvation. He's not going to do that for no wicked people, but he's not going to let his saints, the ones that have became one with the Creator, he's not going to let his saints die for you. You know what Yahweh's saints are going to do? They're going to pray for you. They're going to fast for you. They're going to sacrifice for you, even though you don't know. But once you find out, it's time to be a saint of the Most High. Yahweh wants his saints, and his saints have separated themselves unto him to be one with him. And this is who he's looking to do the work, to repent, to accept, to humble themselves, because he got the land prepared for his saints. And look in the book of Hosea. The first chapter. To show you what we're going to do. Because this is upon you. Yahweh is on his way. I know a lot of people believe that, or don't believe the Most High at all. We've been teaching for almost a year that Yahweh's 400 year is now. And people that don't believe it. They're like, nah, that's not it. It's not this time. Well, when is it then? When is it? For years, everybody knew it was the 400 years. Now when it comes, you have people that deny it. Why? Because they haven't been one with Yah. You're not paying attention. But it don't matter if you don't pay attention or not. Yahweh is still on his way. And in Hosea, the first chapter, it says in verse 10, yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living Elohim. Then shall the children of Yehuda and the children of Israel be gathered together. You see, they're going to come together when it starts to become realized that we are the sons and daughters of the Creator. First, you're going to be debased, which you've been debased. You haven't even been called, you've been, as they say, they done called me everything except the child of God. And you've been called everything except the child of the Most High in this place. That's what Yah said. You'll be a byword and a proverb. But now they're starting to recognize, and they will. It's not just going to be some random YouTube video. It's not just going to be some random person over there, over here. In the place where you were shamed, you will get fame. And you're going to get this fame. And the reason that everybody is going to say that you are the children of the living Elohim is because Yahweh is going to allow his glory to be seen upon you. And in this place, there shall the children of Yehuda the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. One, meaning all these generals, all these Sars, all these Kohanes, all these Morays, all these ministers, all these princes, all these Nazis, all these men that think somebody, you're going to have to sit down. And ain't nobody going to argue it either. We're going to point ourselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Yisrael. Yes. I know you got your own congregation. You got your own Knesset. You got your own sanctuary. Your name is on the rent. But there's only going to be one head. There's only going to be one king. There's only going to be one shepherd. And there's only one Elohim. Yahweh is one. And there is none else. And when we acknowledge that fact, we can be united and we can be powerful and we will be the sons and daughters of the living Elohim. And until tomorrow, remember that Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Child entertainment. Slaving in the jail and then never be my king.